Hi everyone, Apasna here. So today, actually, I found an interesting topic. So what's happening is I'm walking my dog Bubba, and it just made me realize what happens is, like, whenever when I was walking him for the first time, there's this patch where there's a lot of deer in the neighborhood. So the deer would look at him and they would just run away. Okay, they would run so fast, they would get scared and they would just run. And he's a small dog, so I was like, wow, they're scared of him and that kind of thing. Now it's like after so many days, I noticed whenever they look at him, we walk past them, nobody gets scared. So Bubba doesn't bark at them, my dog Bubba, so he doesn't bark at the deer. The deer don't run away. They just look at him and, they do keep observing. They are always alert, but they don't run away. They're not scared anymore. So that's interesting. So basically, I noticed this pattern, okay, that when we're not habitual of something, we get scared, and something unknown, we are scared, right? And then later on, like once we get used to, we are not scared anymore. So I guess that's what's happening here. I noticed actually this pattern is actually very common with, this is with everyone. It's not just with Bubba and the deer. It's something we all go through. So basically, if we are habitual, we are comfortable with something, we don't get scared, and if we're not, something unknown that scares us. So let me give you another example. I actually have this funny looking spider kind of insect in my backyard, and it's actually very creepy. Again, that's relative, right? Creepy. I saw this spider for the first time. It's not black, it's actually red. Okay, so it's got like those, like the beetle red, and it's got that red top and then the black legs and everything. It's not too big, not too small, it's creepy. Okay, so the first time I saw it, I got super scared. I ran, and then that was my first time ever seeing an insect like this. So I got scared. And now I see it like every now and then. I don't get scared anymore. And that's what I was trying to explain. That basically when we see something for the first time, it's much more scarier. Slowly we get used to. So I'm actually trying to relate this whole thing to Nididhyasana. And so what Nididhyasana is basically, how there are three things, Shravan, Manan, and Nididhyasana. So what they're saying is for understanding the concept of non-duality, for enlightenment, what we need is Shravan, which is basically we need to get knowledge, we need to understand, we need to listen and get knowledge. That's Shravan. So that's the first step of non-duality. Second is we need to clear our doubts, which is Manan. So that's like making sure that yes, we agree and we have no doubts about it. So that's like Manan. But Nididhyasana is the most important part where we get habitual. Because we are conditioned for kind of like duality. And now we're saying non-duality, which is like everything is one and it's like, so understanding, yes, we agree, everything is one, we believe it, we have no doubt, but we are so conditioned, we still think it's me, it's I, it's, that kind of thing. And I'm no different, I also believe that. I want to not believe that, but how do I do it? So that's called, it's going to go away by conditioning ourselves. So they're saying if you just repeat this in your mind and you kind of visualize it more and more, it will go away, and then you will get enlightened one day. Okay, so I mean, that's my understanding as a layman. I'm still learning and I'm listening to mostly Tadatmananda ji, and you should listen to him too. I really like him. He explains it so well, and he has so many different ways of explaining. I don't understand these advanced teachings of his, but I do understand the basic, and I guess I have to listen to it more and more. But this is my little piece on this, that you know, just conditioning, and eventually we won't be scared. So anyway, I was giving you examples, right? So it's funny how, like, you know, I got my dog Bubba when I used to be very scared of dogs, and I just made up my mind, I'm gonna get a dog. I know they are very loving creatures. I'm a loving person, so it should be a perfect fit. And I just decided and I went for it. I was so scared. I would always run away looking at dogs. And here I'm going to go get one. So it was very scary for me. The breeder actually handed me Bubba. I actually picked him because of his, like, you know, nature. He was a very hyper and excited dog, kind of running towards me, so I liked him. And anyway, that's a separate story. So I got him, and I put him in a basket, and I was just hoping I don't get scared. So I came home, and there was a funny incident. Like, one day we were sitting and he's like a little puppy barking so badly at me, like woof, 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 like that, and it's like running after me, and I'm like, oh my god, my dog has gone crazy. And first of all, I'm scared of dogs, and here my puppy has gone wild, like gone crazy. What am I gonna do? So he's scared of me and I'm scared of him. But I guess, like, you know, slowly everything grew on me and it became good. And wow, look at, like, today, it's like I can't live without him. He's just part of me, and he's like, you know, you're just you know, always together. So he's the short story is, initially you might be, you know, when there's unknown territory, you are scared, you're, you know, not sure, you're scared, right? But once you know there's nothing to be scared of, or you know how to handle a situation, you're not scared of it anymore. So that's about it. So I guess we don't have to be scared of Nididhyasana. You can look up this word Nididhyasana. I had a hard time understanding how to even say it, but it's basically, it means contemplation. It means something like conditioning, habitual conditioning. That's how Swami Tadatmananda ji explains. So yeah, I mean, just you know, I still have to figure out how to really do it more, but this is just the concept that, you know, you have to condition yourself, kind of like uncondition what you're already conditioned for, like, you know, how this world, we see it. We have to first uncondition ourselves and then condition it for non-duality, okay? So basically you have to believe that, yes, I don't exist. So you have to first repeat to yourself, and, you know, I'm sure there are more ways of doing it, but idea is to uncondition then condition for this. Okay, anyway, this was what I've learned so far, and I just thought of this just by looking at the deer. You know, how they're just so calmly looking at Bubba, no more running away, you know. So that's about it for today. All right, take care. Until next time. Bye.